This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a huge federal spending bill, the biggest part of it for the military. The bill also gives birth to a new branch of the armed forces. AP's Jackie Quinn reports on the fledgling American Space Force.
President Trump addressing troops at Joint Base Andrews on his way to Florida for the holiday signs a $738 billion defense spending package. It includes the formation of a new branch of the military, the first time that's happened in more than 70 years.
You will witness the birth of the Space Force.
He calls space the new war-fighting domain.
Amid grave threats to our national security, American superiority in space is absolutely vital.
The president also promised troops a pay raise and better equipment.
We are supporting you, the heroes who defend our families, secure our nation, and protect our freedom.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Australia, strong winds and high temperatures are helping to spread massive bushfires through the state of New South Wales. Shane Fitzsimmons is the commissioner of the state's Rural Fire Service.
Catastrophic fire dangers are as bad as it gets. These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
Some major roads to the south and west from Sydney are closed, and authorities are asking people to put off holiday travel. The Premier of New South Wales is Gladys Berejiklian.
We are expecting very difficult circumstances, situation today in relation to all of the fire fronts. As you know, it is a catastrophic definition today, which means at very short notice, any of the fire fronts that are active can become very dangerous in a short amount of time.
The deployment of 10,000 personnel is said to be the largest such emergency response ever seen in New South Wales. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is in Florida for the holidays, though his celebrating could be undercut by uncertainty over his impeachment and expected trial in the U.S. Senate. AP Sagar Magani has a report.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations Human Rights Office warns that a new Polish law, which makes it easier to fire judges, risks further undermining the independence of the judiciary in that country. The measure was proposed by Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN officials say the law puts further constraints on the independence of judges by restricting their fundamental rights to freedom of association and freedom of expression. UN human rights spokesperson Rupert Colville says judges should not be politicized and should not bring politics into the court. Nevertheless, he tells VOA, just like everybody else, judges have a right to hold their opinions and seek membership in associations of their choosing. He notes the new law seriously restricts these activities.
And of course, the overall effect of that is really a very chilling effect on the judiciary. It's so restrictive that it may impact very much on their willingness to get involved in important and legitimate legal arguments and discussions.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called a meeting with his Council of Ministers today. It comes amid violent protests against a hugely controversial law on citizenship. More than a dozen people, including three today, have been killed in clashes with police since Parliament passed the measure. It allows illegal non-Muslim immigrants from neighboring countries an easier path to Indian naturalization. It is the most serious show of dissent against Modi's Hindu nationalist government since he was elected in 2014. And Pope Francis warns rigidity in living out the Christian faith is creating a minefield of hatred and misunderstanding. Gene Randall, VOA News.